let's talk about the history of Slovenia and how that ties into Cleveland, because I had no idea this was a thing. Because yesterday, you looked out in the crowd and you saw a heavier than normal Slovenia contingency, and I was kind of taken aback by it. I didn't realize there were that many. Like, even at the AAC, you know, you'll see, you know, a section maybe that has people from Slovenia there. Of course, they love Luka. I think my favorite underrated Mavs story of the year is when they had Slovenia night and Luka didn't play. And they hosted the game early so that people in Slovenia could watch it, and they still didn't play him.
Well, he was actually injured, though. It wasn't just a rest, right?
Well, I mean, it was a rest, basically.
Okay.
I mean, they said he had a toe injury. And this was also that game, it was in Sacramento. I think it was a Sunday after, like a Sunday at like 4:30 game, and they had their Mavs ball the night before, where they got up and had some big party at the AAC. And then the next night, or, you know, like I said, it was kind of the afternoon, Luka didn't play. So that was very strange. But I had no idea that there were this many people from Slovenia in Cleveland. And if you look up the history of Slovenes in Cleveland, it says here that Cleveland has become home to the largest population of Slovenes in the world outside of Slovenia. And as the perfect show to ask, Dan, I ask you, did you have any idea that this was a thing?
I do know there's like a large, I just growing up, I know there's lots of ethnic restaurants like Slovakian or, you know, German, and there's lots of polka. And I think Slovenia, I think polka is a part of that. You know, it's these European countries. You got to remember how they're the size of states. So this isn't, they're not that giant. So if you traveled to Arkansas, that would be a whole new country, you know, from wherever. So I never really focused on, ooh, Slovenia. But I know I've been to a Slovenian restaurant. And in fact, if you search, you'll see a handful of Slovenian restaurants. And then there's Slovak restaurants, and there's, you know, Slovenian sausage. I don't know what makes sausage Slovenian.
Yeah, like what's a Slovenian sausage versus a Croatian sausage?
You want to call something in Cleveland? We have something called the Slovenian National Home. What is this?
So from what I can gather, this is an event center where Slovenian people, I guess, can hold their dances or get-togethers, or looks like they'll set up some buffets every once in a while with some Slovenian sausage. I guess this is kind of their greeting place.
It's a big Slovenian party house.
I mean, I might have been there. I've been to plenty of things like that.
And it's pretty close to downtown. So right in the middle of everything.
I hope there's real loud polka music in the background. Be great.
So this is a Slovenian event center in Cleveland. Think they've heard of Luka?
Slovenia National Home.
Yes, hello. My name is Dan McDowell, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. I'm calling from a radio station. We're actually on the air right now. And I'm calling because Slovenian great Luka Doncic was playing basketball last night in Cleveland, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about that.
I was not there. I can't tell you a thing about it.
Can you tell? Here's what I do want to ask you. By the way, my name's Dan. What is your name, please?
I'm not doing this.
Oh.
If I'm on a radio station, I don't know what you're asking me. Well, I know nothing about the young man. And
oh, no. He's from Slovenia.
It doesn't. Well, okay. So what's your question?
Well, he's one of the best basketball players in the NBA. He's the best young player since LeBron, they're saying. And when they were playing last night, there's a very large Slovenian population in Cleveland that will come out to watch him play. And we're wondering, what's the origin? Why is there such a large population of Slovenia? I'm from Cleveland. I grew up there. I perhaps have been to your place in the past for an event. But I don't know the origin. Why are Slovenians so populous in Cleveland?
Because at the turn of the century, this is where many of them came to settle. And we still have a large group of Slovenian people and Slovenian descendants, people from, that came from there over the years, that still live in Cleveland.
And it, what drew them to Cleveland in particular? It, like I said, I grew up there, and I don't think it's like a destination.
There were jobs here. There were steel mills. Back,
yeah,
you know, I don't know what, you want me to give you a whole history lesson?
Well, I'm just, it just seems very, very odd. It's the only NBA arena that Luka Doncic will show up at, and it's packed with Slovenians.
Because there's a large number of people here that are of Slovenian descent.
Are you?
Yes. My great-grandparents came here in 1890. What do you want me to tell you about that?
My great-grandma's name is Postrmak. I think that's Slovenian. Is it Postrmak? You don't know? You don't know her?
No, don't know her.
All right. What's like a Slovenian food?
Are you serious about this? I have nothing else to do. We do sausage with sauerkraut. There's all kinds of Slovenian foods and desserts, petica and strudel and krofe. I don't know what you know. You want a whole history of Slovenia for me right now?
My co-host here has a question because you mentioned Slovenian sausage.
My pig found itself smart enough to hop over the barrier from his pen to the next pen and eat all of that pig's food, then go to the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and then the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and make his way back in time for when it was my time to feed him. He had already eaten three meals and was just sitting there waiting for me, and I would feed him and he would eat that. That's why he gained so much weight and got sifted at the fat stock show.
I think I'm done with this.
I told you
sounded nice.
She had some attitude.
She was not a fan.
What did she
not
have
a big
to do?
Fan. Let's call
what,
back.
What's going on right now in the Slovenia Event Center? They got a Slovenian prom. What are they doing? She was just too busy.
It makes it feel better. She didn't like me either during the break.
I mean, and kudos to you for you pulled everything you could out of her. She did not want to tell you about Slovenian.
What do you want, a history
food.
Lesson?
Gosh, he was so put out.
Even after awesome. Dan told her he's from Cleveland.
Yeah.
That didn't help.
Yeah.
She was acting like Luka went missing.
I don't know.
Like,
who
no,
that
I've
is.
Never seen him. I don't know who he is.
Yeah. Like, did they kidnap him?
Jesus.
It's Maverick Pride.
It's 110 here on the ticket. So, how do we do a segment now?
When I wake up in we never call, got her
we
name.
We can call her back. We never got her name, right? She wouldn't give it?
No.
She
didn't.
Said she's not doing that.
I mean, what do you want, a whole history of her life?
It'd be terrible if anybody else called her.
This reminded me of home, though.
That's Are that, people that mean up there?
Yeah.
You know, you're bitter, it's cold, it's the snow. There's still like these little snow piles that are dirty.
And she's the lady that answered the phone, so she was the nicest person there.
Yeah, she's the greeter.
Like, everyone else is just like, I can't stand how nice, you know, Lily is or whatever her name is.
Look, she's not all, everybody's having the perfect day. You just have to remember that. You know, you ever have a bad waitress and still give them a tip? Because, you know, okay, I'll just chalk it up here.
What, do you want to know our whole menu? You know, I just asked you, is the fish fresh?
Well, let's do good afternoon football, because we do like football.
Good afternoon football.
God forbid we asked her about Deshaun Watson.
Oh. Yeah, I wanted to get into the...
callback.
I wanted to get into the Guardians nickname.
We had so much Cleveland stuff to get with her, but she wouldn't even talk Slovenian stuff, and she's at the Slovenian Event Center.
And she's Slovenian.
Right.
Anyway, I thought she was a delight.